Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Ayin Dalid. This is the last full daf here in the eighth parak. Before we get to the final parak, which is about Shatnez, Kilay Begadim. We have one more daf and a half relating to Kilay Behema, and we start with the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, HaProtios Asuros. The Protios, what are Protios? Some type of mule. The Marafolda says, Protios min predos, a type of mule. She'en adam yachol avarer ayidei simanim, eze mehen imo chamor osus. Hilkach achsurim zeem zeem. Right? We just had a machlokes, if you remember, about whether if you have some type of mule, are they mutter with each other? If you had in the Mishnah said, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you go by the mother. Right? Ein choshashin lezera ha'av. You go by the mother, and whatever the mother is, a horse, a donkey, so that is all, that is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But if you look, not everyone was agreed to that. There were those that were Choshesh Lazara Ha'av, right? That was the Chachamim on top. Chachamim on top of Ayin Gimel Beis, Divrei Chachamim, Kol Min Predos Echad. They're all one, and therefore, they're all Mutter, even more Mekel than the Sheet in the Mishnah. But Protius Asuros, that is what, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mother is the sole determinant, and these proteos don't have any telltale simanim, telltale signs, and therefore they're all going to be asuras with each other, because maybe one of them had this mother, and one of them had that mother. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, I just didn't mention that, that this line in the Mishnah is following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which was quoted earlier in the Mishnah itself. V'haramach mutter. The Ramach. What is the Ramach? It's sometimes we'll see in the Gemara what exactly it is, but this type of animal, the ramach, are mutter. They're mutter with each other. Mutter with each other. The Rambam says it's a type of horse. The Rasilios seems to say maybe it's a type of zebra. He says on the Gemara, but all of these are mutter with each other. Va'adne hasade chaya. The adne hasade is considered a chaya, meaning as opposed to a behema. Right, it's considered a chayav. We know there are at least two main differences that the Gemara always mentions between a behema and a chayav. Chaylev, first of all, the non-kosher fat, chaylev. So the chaylev of a behema is asura, the chaylev of a chayav is mutter. That's number one. And number two, kisi hadam. Only the blood of a behema has to be covered, the mitzvah of kisi hadam. The blood of a chayav does not have to be covered. Right, those are the two main differences between whether something is a chaya or whether something is a behema. Interesting, some Rishonim say that the reason, if you can give a tama mitzvah for kisi adam only by behema and not for chaya, and that is, sorry, the mitzvah of kisi adam is for chaya, did I say it wrong? It's only for chaya, not for behema, right? Why? Because by a behema, which are also karbonos, so you have to do the mitzvah of zrikas adam. So you can't have a mitzvah of kisi adam if you can have to do zrikas adam by behemas. There are no chayas that are karbanos. I think I said it wrong at the beginning. But it's a behema does not have a mitzvah of kisi adam. Only a chaya has a mitzvah of kisi adam because if it's a possibility of being a karban, and therefore you can't have the mitzvah of kisui if one is going to have to be zorik the dam. There's a lot of lumdis regarding kisi adam relating. There's a Rashi in the first parak of Beitza. The Gemara says that if somebody checks an animal, then they have first dibs in terms of kisi adam. Like, why is that? What is? It's two separate mitzvahs. That's the mitzvah of shechita and the mitzvah of kisi adam. Just because I shechted the animal, why should there be a connection? So there is lumdis that kisi adam is the gemar maisa shechita in somehow. Obviously not in terms of mottering the animal, but in terms of being the hemshech of the process, it could be, and there is evidence to that, and there are havaminas, but that's it's connected to shechita. And number two, there is a klayakar. The klayakar writes, interestingly, we know Rav Yosef Engel has a whole list of siyage de oraisa, right? Even though usually we have siyagim de rabbanan, we have siyage de oraisa, where the Torah says A is going to be aser because of B. The Ran says at the beginning of Pesachim that you're not allowed to have chametz in your house, mi daraisa, because you might come to eat chametz. Right? Bal Yerabai Yematze is a siog daraisa for eating chametz. The Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis says that the one is not allowed to cook basar b'chalav because you might come to eat basar b'chalav. Right? The the Isurim of Yichud, certain Isurim of Yichud are Da'araisa, Lo Sikru L'Galas Erva, because you might come to do something worse. So there are many examples, but almost all of them are Lo Sases. Almost all of the Siyagi Da'araisa are Lo Sases. Don't do this, because you might come to do this. But the Klayakar says that Kisi Adam is a Siyag for Achilas Dam. There's an Isur of eating blood, so there's a mitzvah of Kisi Adam, cover the blood with dirt or with sawdust, or with ashes, so you don't come to eat it. So that's a mitzvah d'araisa. You have some of them. It's not the only one, but that's an example of a siyag d'araisa of kisi adam, so that it's a mitzvah saseh, so you don't come to eat the blood. That's the klayakar on the pasuk. Okay. So the adnei hasadeh is considered a chaya. We'll have to see in the Gemara what is an adnei hasadeh. Reb Yosi omer mitamos ba'ohel ka'adam. The Adnei Hasadeh create Tumas Ohel. We know only a person creates Tumas Ohel. All other Tumas besides Mitzora. But that's also related to Adam. But Nevela and all the other Avos HaTumas might have Maga, they might have Masa, become Tame by touching it or by carrying it, but not Ohel. Ohel is only by a person. So Rabbi Yossi says that these Adnei Hasadeh are Metame ba'Ohel. After they die, if they're under the same roof as another person, so they are Metame. They're Metame. As the Mefarshim here already quote what the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says the beginning of Chukas, V'chol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh ba'adam hagadol basadeh. Adnei hasadeh is something that grows, that lives out in the field, and it's included by that phrase. We'll see the Gemara says is an extra phrase, al pnei hasadeh, so that's including the adnei hasadeh in Tumas Ohel, which is discussed there in Chukas. Good. We continue. Hakupad, we're still having lists of different animals, whether they are chayus or behemos, which are important to know in terms of categorization of kilai behema. Hakupad, what's a kupad? The marafolda. Sheretz shegufo male kotsim. A creature whose body is full of thorns. Sounds like a porcupine. Right, a kupad. Chuldas hasanoin chaya. So the kupad and the chuldas hasanoin is a chaya. What's chuldas hasanoin? Some type of chulda, some type of weasel that grows sanoin from the word sneh, from the word bush, right? By Moshe Rabbeinu. So chuldas hasanoin is a chaya. So these are called chayas. Chuldas hasanoin, Reb Yosi Omer Beishamai Omrim, Metame Bekizayas Bemasa Ukaadasha Bemaga. Reb Yosi holds that according to Beishamai, the chuldas hasanoin is really a suffix. Right, we're not sure if it's a sheretz or a chaya. Right, different halachas for the creepy crawlies, the sheretz, the shratzim. We know from Parsha Shmini, the eight shratzim, or a chaya. So we're not sure. So Rishami is machmir in both directions. On the one hand, it's metame bimaga. A sheretz is metame only bimaga, not bimasa, but it's metame even a lentil size. Bika'adasha. So, on the one hand, it's ka'adasha bimaga, right? If you touch this chuldas hasanaim, even the size of a lentil, which is a tiny size, that's still matameyu, because maybe it has the status of a sheretz, but also it's matame bamasa. Even if you don't touch it and you just carry it, so a sheretz is not matame bamasa, but maybe this is chaya, and a chaya is nevela, and therefore it's matame, even bamasa, but that would only be a kezias, because lishitaso. If, according to each chumrah, you have to at least be consistent with the chumrah. Meaning, if you're going to be machmir and say it's betabi b'masa, but it's only going to be betabi because I is b'masa, because that would be choshes, that it's an avela of a chaya. But if it's by touch, then like a lentil size, we're machmir there. So again, that's Beishamai. We'll see in the Gemara that there are really six svekas that the Gemara is going to put all together. This is one of them. The chuldas hasanoin, according to Beishamai, is that a chaya or is that a sheretz? Good. Continue the Mishnah Vav. Shor bar min behema, the wild ox. A shor bar is considered a behema, even though it is an undomesticated animal. Usually we say, oh, chayas are undomesticated and behemoths are domesticated. But the Mishnah says that this wild boar, this wild ox, is called a behemoth. Rabbi Yossi Omer min chaya. Machlokes, what it is. You see the Marafolda, just what I just mentioned. Min behemoth. Vechel bo aser ve'notan kisi adam. Right? Those are the two nafkaminas that are always quoted. Right? If something is called a behemoth, it does not need kisi adam, and its chaylev is aser. The Savi Rabbanan Ikarmana Yishuv Hu Elo Shabarach Ba Midbar. Because really, it's domesticated. Really, inherently. It's just, You know, the species migrated to the deserts. That's why it doesn't live with people. But still, it is a behema. Okay, machlokas behema chaya. Kela min chaya, a dog, is a min chaya. Right? Reb Meir Omer min behema. Machlokas, whether it's a chaya or it's a behema. What's the nafkamina? So Marafulda says, nafkamina lekosif kol chaya shebershusu la'achar. That's always a good nafkamina. If I sell you all my chayas, my dogs included, right? So says that. That's one nafkamina. If you look in the Rasir Leo, he also talks about a nafkamina. If you're makdish, right? And if you sell lemakdish chayso de kadosh, upotasefta de kadosh nafkamina lekosif chayso lebino. If you give all your chayas to your children. Right, the mayor, lo kasa lo kelev, the rabbanon kasa lo kelev. Okay, o nafkamina, is it kilayim with other types of dogs? Remember that we had that in the first parak, kelev kufri, other types. Okay, to know whether about the kelev. Hachazir min behema, a chazir, a pig is a type of behema. There are Kabbalistic sources and other midrashim that talk about that a chazir is going to be kosher lo asilavo, and that's why he's called chazir, lachzor, is going to return and become kosher, which is unusual, because usually part of the definition of a mitzvah is that it is eternal, and it's never going to change, right? So therefore, that's the little difficulty with those midrashim, because usually, right, if something is temporary, even if it's temporary for 1,000 years, but if it's temporary, it's not going to be a mitzvah. That's part of the definition of what a mitzvah is. So that's a little difficult with that, but I don't think it's in the Bavli anywhere. But it's in Midrashim. Hachazer min behema, ha'arod min chaya, an arod, some type of wild donkey. The Marafolda says chamor habor. That's also called a chaya. Hapil v'hakof, the elephant and the monkey. We usually translate as kof min chaya. Those are chayos. Those are chayos. What is the Chiddush of these two? Yeah, I would have thought they were chayas. Why would I think that they're not chayas? So if you look in the Melech HaShlomo, is one of the commentaries on Mishnayos, right here on our Mishnah. He says, Kashali demai asalash me'inan, v'shamati bipi chacham chasid mikubal, Rabbeinu Meshulam Zal. Al hahi detanya, the fact that it says, look in Brachas, the Brice in the Brachas says, if you see an elephant or a monkey in a dream, this is the other part. Haro, if you see them, you say Baruch Mashan Abrius. See Mashan Abrius if you see unusual animals, including an elephant, and we've spoken in the past about Lamaisa going to zoos, maybe you can make one bracha for all the unusual animals there. Tekasha, mai shinu yishayach hasam, ta'ha kobal chayim nami mishuna tzurasam zumizu. All animals look unusual. So why all of a sudden do you say the monkey and the elephant gets a Mishan Abrius? Why does the Braisa pick that in Brachas? V'tirates, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meshulam answered, T'bizman dara mabol nifra kadosh baruch hu min ha'anoshim shehavchan l'kupim upilim. Those people who totally lost their tzelem alokim because they acted in such a terrible, evil way that they became animal-looking. V'hainu, the Gemara in Erevin talks about this, that animals never became people, but people could become animals. Right, the other way, we could lose our tzelem elokim and they act so evilly. V'hainu shakov dome la'adam upil nami mavin lashem b'nei adam. There are connections between kupim and pilim and people. So maybe that's the chiddush, that if you see these types of animals, so then that's why you have to say a mishan abrius. Don't say it's a person. Velotema da adamhu vim hinhiguim, and also for hilchas kelayim, don't say that if you take them, for kilay behema, you're not going to get malchus because originally what they originated from. Okay, not getting into opposite evolution right now, but that's the comment of the Melech HaShlomo. Good. The adam, last line of the Mishnah, vada mutarim kulam lachrosh velim shoch. But a person, there's no kilai behema when you have an animal connected to any of these others. As the Pasuk says, the Marafolda says, Lo sachrosh b'shoru v'chamor yachtav, l'chafuke adam im echan mehem. So shor and chamor, we mentioned, are examples. Any animals are included, but adam is not. Adam is in a different category, as we know, as the Sefer Kuzari teaches us as well, the four levels of being that we have in the world, the domimim, the inanimate objects, the dirt and the rocks. Above that is the tzomeach, the tzomchim, the growers, the trees and the flowers, the plant kingdom. Above that are the animals, chai, right? That's the animal kingdom. That's a separate level of creation. And then Medaber, that we have people on above that. Medaber, we are on top of the Nivra, the physical bodied Nivra pyramid. We know that the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that there are, that's all the only, the bottom level. Right, then they have the level above that in creation. We have the solar system, the sun and the moon and the stars. That's a level above humans. And then above that are the malachim. Right, so we have the three levels of Nivraim that the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. But even within the third level, which in which we find ourselves, right, so we have above, we have those four levels that the Kuzari points out. Okay. Says the Gemara, HaProtios, Asuras, V'Ramach, Boter, V'Chulu. So the Ramach, this type of animal, which we said maybe was some type of horse or some type of zebra, some type of animal like that. So that's that they're all mutter with each other. Rabbi Imi, B'Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Ramcha de lo Klinis. It's a type of horse that is not a Klinis, that is not able to be trained, not able to be bridled. Right, that's the Amara Fulda. Min sus nekeva, a female horse, she'ena mukushetes bereset yafet. It doesn't get to have the saddle on it properly. Right, that's the type of animal it is. Kamo de temar b'nei haramachim. Like the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, the b'nei haramachim, right, the animals that were sent out to take all the letters. Right, the Pasuk says, v'yivtum b'shim ha'melech ha'chashirish v'yachtum etabas ha'melech v'yishlach svarim yad ha'ratzim. Besusim rochvei harechesh ha'achash toranim b'nei haramachim. Right, only in Megillas Esther do you have certain words that we have no idea what they mean. Right, the Gemara says that the that's certain words that we're not sure. But either way, this is the b'nei haramachim. Okay, adnei hasade chaya. The Mishnah says that the adnei hasade. The Tanakhama says the adnei hasade is clear to chaya, and Rav Yossi says they're matami ba'ohel. That the adnei hasade are matami ba'ohel. So what does the Gemara say? Yasi arki. So either Arki is the name of the place, or that's what the Marafolda says. Others say Arak means ran away. Yossi, who ran away. Okay, either way, Yossi Arki. Barnash Taturhu. The Adnei Asada is a person of the mountain. Barnash Taturhu. Right, that's what the words mean. A person of the mountain. A caveman. A mountain man. Vuchaya min tiburaya. And it lives from its belly button. Mitiburaya. Ifsik tiburaya lo chaye. If you cut the belly button, the umbilical cord, it will not live. That's what the Yerushalmi says about the Adnei Asada. So what in the world is an Adnei Asada? Right, again, the Ma'ariv says, Barnash Datur, just translating the words, Adam HaGadel Bahar. Right, a person who lives in the mountains. So, according to the Tanakhama, that's a chaya. Right, so obviously we're not talking about another person. Right, Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakhama would never say a person is is a chaya, but on the other hand, Rabbi Yossi says, whatever this thing is, it's metame ba'ohel ka'adam. So it must have some properties and some elements of a behema and some elements of an adam. So three different ideas. There have been doctoral theses written about the Adnei Asada, and articles written, but here it is, eighth parak of Kelayim. Right, this is the most exciting three words in Mishnayis Kelayim. V'adnei hasada chaya. Or the next line of Rav Yossi. Again, this, if anybody never learned Kelayim, they might know this. The Adnei hasada. So the Rambam and the Tiferes Yisrael seems to say it's some type of large ape, or an orangutan. You look in the Tiferes Yisrael right here on Mishnayis. The Tiferes Yisrael says, V'hu min... it's based on the Rambam. Let me just read the start. Go in order. The Rambam here in on the Mishnayis. Adnei Asada. Bal chai dome la'adam. It's a creature that's similar to a person. Omrim ba'alei hasipurim shehu medaber harbe dvarim. Right? The storytellers tell us that they talk a lot. Ve'eno shoseik. They're never quiet. V'dibro dome la'dibur ha'adam. And their words are like, similar to human speech. Ushmo al-nasnas. I don't know, some Arabic word. Umisupar alav harbi bisvarim. Right, there's a lot of talk about that in the books. Okay? But if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, right here. Nearly deratz alomar, valdemensh. It's a valdemensh. Hanikra urangutang. Vuhu min kof. Gadol bikomas vitsuras adamamish. Right, it's an animal. Most animals go on fours, on all fours. This is one that goes on twos. Right, it can walk around, similar to a person. Rak shezroosav aruchim, very long arms. Umagiyin ad birkav, and they go all the way down to their knees. Umalamdin oso lachtov eitzim velishov mayim. You could teach him to chop wood and to draw water. Vegam lilbosh begadim keben adamamish. Ula hasev ala shulchan. You could teach this animal to sit at a table. Velechol bekaf ubasakin ubamazleg, and eat with silverware. Ubizmanenu eno matsui rak biyaros gedolos shebeemsois Africa. Right? Nowadays, they're only found in the forests in Africa. The ulam, kefia nireh, hayamatsi gambasivas eretz Yisrael, bahare levanon. Kenireh, it was originally earlier found around the land of Israel. Shasham gambizmanenu, yesham yaros gedolos, me'arzi alvanon, amafursamim, lachi nikra, bar nash detur. That's why it's called a person of the mountains, because it has many similarities to a person, and it likes to hang out in the mountains. So that is, again, the Tanakhama says Chaya, Rabbi Yossi says, because it has these properties, right, there's Tumas Ohel Ka'adam. So again, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need a neshama. You don't need an intellect in that way. Human intellect to be Matame Ba'ohel, that might go by certain physical attributes. So that is number one. According to that pshat, it's very difficult to know what is the second line of the Gemara mean. It grows from its belly button, from the umbilical cord, and then once you cut it, it dies. Not clear exactly what that line means according to that pshat. According to the second, this is according to the Rosh Bishantz, one of the Rishonim here on the Mishnayos. But if you look in the Rosh Sirlio, he quotes this from the Rosh Bishantz in the name of Harav Rabbeinu Meir Bar Klonimus Mispira. Shahaya Chaya Temeya. There was a non-kosher animal whose name was Yadua. And it's also called the Yidoni, the Pasek, right? The Yidoni. Ume Etzem Shalah Nasek Shafim. Right? You use the bone of this animal to do magic. If you look, this is also quoted in the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Yudalad, Mitzvah 5:14, the Isser Da'araisa, to be Shoel Ov and Yidoni. Right? One of the dark forces, Averis. There's a number of them in Parsha Shoftim. So there, you're not allowed to use the bone of a Yidoni to start to put in your armpit and start talking and asking things. So the Chinuch there says, what animal does this bone come? The Yidoni. What's the Yidoni? So right here, I read it. It's an animal that's connected to the ground by a rope. Umeatem shalanasik shafim. Ukemin chevel gadol yotse mi tibura mushrash ba'aretz. Shebo gadla usa chaya sheshma yadua. So it's connected to, from its belly button, it has like a rope, an umbilical cord that's attached to the ground. Ka'ain, like you have vegetables that are attached to the ground that you can pull out its root. So here too, you have its rope that is attached. Ka'ain shorish, akishurim, badiluin, shayosim, and ashorish, kimin srigim gedolim. And, vitsuraso, kitsuras adam, bifnim, viguf, yadayim, raglayim. The upper half of its body is human looking. The upper half of its body, it has like hands and elisha tiburo mechubar lechevel ayusim and ashorish, but its belly button is connected to the ground. Vein kolbir yechol es kariv. It's very dangerous, and you can't go within its radius, or else it's going to kill you. Shetorefes v'horeges es akol. And how do you trap it? You shoot arrows at its umbilical cord, and if you cut the umbilical cord, it immediately dies. Ukshebon Latsuda Ainala Rashali Karev Ella Morim Bachitzim Ella Chevel Achu Nifsak Vihimesa Ad Kan Lashono. That's what the Rishonim quote. They don't quote that they've seen one, but they quote here that this is what is described. So again, it's a chaya, but it has Tumas Oel, because it's somewhere connected. And here you understand the last line of the Mishnah. Of the Gemara, right? The belly button, right? If you cut the belly button, so then it's going to die. The call, the Gra. We love the Gra, but, you know, the Gra in Parshas Bo. In Parshas Bo, no. Parshas Va'era, right? By the Mak of Arov, right? The wild animals. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to send you, Mashliach Becha, Uba Avadech, Uba Mecha, I'm going to send you the Arov. Umalu Batei Mitzrayim Es Arov. And all the Arov is going to fill all the houses of Egypt. Vagam Ha'adam Asherim Aleha. And the ground that they are on. What is that phrase talking about? They're going to fill what's going to fill Egypt? Es Ha'arov Vagam Ha'adam Asherim Aleha. So there's two pshat that have been given in the Mefarshim. Some say that animals are more ferocious in their natural habitat. Right? If a polar bear is in out, not in the, you know, in its regular habitat, it doesn't feel as comfortable, and therefore it's just not going to, it's not going to attack as much. So maybe that's one shot. Hashem, when he had brought Arov, not only sent the wild animals, he created their habitats in Mitzrayim. So they would feel comfortable there. It was frozen, and it was boiling, and it was so that they would be feel comfortable and be able to attack. That's one shot of the Gamho Adama. The Arov and the Adama Shem Aleha. Says the Gra, no. All animals were brought there, right? All wild animals. So how are you going to get the Yadua there? Because the Yadua is attached to the ground. So how are you going to bring the Yadua to Mitzrayim? So that's what this pasuk is referring to. The Arov and the ground that it's on. What do you mean ground that it's on? The Yadua that needs the ground to be able to live. Or else you're going to cut its umbilical cord. So he says, Yipala davar hechevi aleim ezachaya ha-raha niskeres sheshma yidoni. Kshur b'cheva ba'aretz. Lochein omar. V'gam ha-adam ha-shem aleha. Ratz alomar ha-adam ha-shara-chaya anal kshur aleha b'chevel. V'shapar ha-isa ba b'chayim chiyusa. That is the grub in the Kol Aliyo. Okay, that's number two. A third idea, again, we're not going to read it so much. If you look in the... There are certain midrashim, and only Rav Chaim Kanievsky could find these midrashim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer on everything. So he has a sefer on Hilchus Tattoos, Kakua. So it's called Paschegan Aksav. So in Paschegan Aksav, in Simon Tezvav, he quotes a daya in the Medrash that it's some sort of large, tall plant that looks like a person. Min Yereku Yotze Min Adama Kashar Esev Hu Kidmus Adam Benishash Baretz. That's a huge chiddush. Obviously, that would be against. He said that's not going to be Tumas Ohel, right? If it's a plant, but you could connect it to the and also is it a chaya? So he says really there's 3 days. 3 days in the Mefarshim. Either it's like a vegetable, or it's like a chaya, or it's like a person. Right, 3 different days, exactly what it could be about what it is. But anyway, that's in Paschegan Aksav, in Simen Tezvav. Okay, back to Kilai. Reb Yossi Omer Matamas Ba'olachulu. So back into the, our Mishnah said that Reb Yossi holds its Matami Ba'ohel, like a person, this Adnei Asada. So Reb Chama Baruch Lebashim Reb Yossi Barchanina, time of Reb Yossi, how does Reb Yossi know that? V'chol Asher Yigal Panei Asada. Or the Pasuk in Chukah says, anything that, the Tumas Ohel, Al Panei Hasada. Begadel al pnei asada. Even something that grows, that lives al pnei asada, those are also included in the Tumah of Parshas Chukas. Good. Hayerudos vahana'amios. Other types of animals. Harehen ka'of l'chol davar. These are birds. Yerudos na'amios are ostriches, maybe because they don't fly. So that's why, that's the chiddush, that they're still called an oaf. And Hayerudos, some other type of large creature. The Rashi Olio says it's like a tanin. Rashi quotes Rashi that it's a bird that cries a lot and wails. And maybe the chiddush is that it's not a chaya, right? Even though it's very dangerous, you consider it a bird. You don't consider it a chaya terefes. So ka'of l'chol davar, meaning it's a bird different. There's no tumas nevela. A bird doesn't have tumas nevela. Va'anachash harayu kachaya. A snake has the status of a chaya. What's the chiddush of a snake? Look in the Rashi Sirlio. Okay, we could have a shear on this. Right, Rashi Sirlio, he says, well, maybe the nachash, when it was created, was a separate level of being. Right, because the Mefarshim point out, it says in Parshas Balak, Hashem opened up the mouth of the donkey. It doesn't say he opened up the mouth of the snake. It must have been natural talking at that stage. Right, before it lost its legs, right, according to the Medrash, maybe it was talking. The nachash, called him Shereskalo Hayim Adaber. Because it doesn't say Biyiftach Hashem Espiya Nachash. So maybe you would have thought, and it would walk Bekom Ezekufa, and the Ein Bo Lachshov Adam Hu Kamo Adnei Asada. Don't think that the Nachash is also Adam related. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Nachash is like a Chaya. Maybe also for Echaz Kilayim, you might think there's no Kilai Behema with a Nachash, like there's no Kilai Behema with a person. Right? So maybe that's the Chiddush, says the Rashi Leo. But don't tell me that it's like a chaya in Tumas Nevela. A nachash does not have Tumas Nevela, he ends up. Ve'en lefar jilinyin Tumah kamar din nevela mitame bekezayis, because a nachash is not mitame in that way. We mentioned in the passage of the Rabbeinu Bachai, on Parshas Shmini, says, a nachash, you would think the 8 shratzim, they're so evil, they're the symbol of Tumah, you would think a nachash would be one of the 8 shratzim. You would think a nachash as such symbolic evil. The answer is, he says, we don't want people to think twice about killing a snake. Snakes are dangerous. Oh, I'm going to become tamei. Tumas nevela. No, tumah, just kill the snake. right? That's the Rabbeinu Bachai there. Derachecha darchei Noam, he quotes. Derachecha darchei Noam, and that's why a snake is not one of the Shmonas Ratzim. That's what he says. Ki miklali darkei dar konis yivash shalom shalom rastah lehav tam etame enachash b'mago adam nimna milahargo kadei shalom yitame. So that's why the Torah helps us out. Chul des hazanon Rabbi Yossi Yomar v'chulu. Vayter, Abchiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shisha shveikos ein. There are really six sveikos that Beis Shammai had. One of the, in halacha. Hatzlaf b'ilam ke Beis Shammai. The tzlaf, the caper bush, we're not sure if it is a fruit or a vegetable. And there are three nafkaminas. Kilai hakerem, if you remember, only applies to vegetables, not trees. Right? Number two, arla. Arla only applies to fruit, not vegetables. And meiser. There's a difference between vegetables. Vegetables are only meiser derabanan. So those three. So Beis Shammai wasn't sure whether the tzlaf berries are considered fruits or vegetables in halacha. Kli neser ki kli cheres. We switch the gears up. Kli cheres, we know, has unique halachas in terms of tumah v'tahara, and in terms of a kli cheres cannot become tahor in a mikvah. So kli neser, which is some type of chalk-like mineral, different types of pshatim given in the Rishonim, right? If you have a kli made out of neser, does it have the status of kli cheres or not? Ki Beis Shammai. So those two sveikas are only Beis Shammai. Chuldas hasanoim b'shratzim ki Beis Shammai, like our Mishnah says, right? When we said in our Mishnah, is it a sheres? Is it a chaya? We weren't sure. So those three are only sveikas for Beis Shammai. But then we also have sveikas according to Beis Hillel as well. Pol mitzri bizraim, the Egyptian bean, right? Is it called a seed? Is it called a vegetable? Bizraim. Androgynous ba'adam, an androgynous, someone who has both features, male and female, is an androgynous zachar nekeva, birya b'fneatzma, unclear. The koi b'chaya divrei akol. And the koi is a type of animal. We're not sure if it's a behemoth or a chaya. Some say it's like a buffalo type of animal. So all of those three sveikas are according to Beis Hillel as well. We're going to stop before the added one, before Rav Chama, because we'll talk about that by the Shem at the beginning of Shir next time, as we get into the last Amud here of the 8th Parak, and then we move into Shatnez. We move into Kilai Begadim. That's the one Kilayim that we have not touched on yet, as we get into the last week or so of Meseches Kilayim.